MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Dwayne Cable, head of South African Quality at 91. Dwayne, appreciate the time. A piece that I was actually on holiday when it came out, hence we are a little behind the curve, but the safe portfolio that just got risky. Cautious South African investors, sort of last year, even back into 2023, there was a moment there where you could almost kind of get equity returns in bond markets and cash and near cash products, which was great. And South Africans fled into it, but things are shifting and that is kind of fading away.
No, absolutely. I think investment markets are always about looking through the sort of front view rather than the rearview mirror. And if you look at the outlook for interest rates, in our view, whether it's local interest rates or global interest rates, it's on a path to going lower. And so that safety net that conservative investors had of being able to hide in cash and bonds without taking too much equity risk in your portfolio, we think those days are coming to an end.
It's a good point. And I mean, I appreciate it. I mean, you know, the yields are down, inflation is down, but the real returns are fading away. And this leaves a dilemma because, I mean, you're either accepting lower returns, which is not what the conservative investors are looking for, or you've got to sort of up your credit risk, extend duration. It's a rock and a hard place in many senses.
No, absolutely. I mean, we think investors are walking a tightrope at the moment because ultimately, we think to be able to deliver those real returns, you're going to need to take some equity risk in your portfolio. And a point you mentioned earlier where obviously, yes, CPI is lower, but I don't know about yourself, but I know for myself, I mean, sort of my own inflation doesn't represent what's happening in the CPI basket. And so as an investor, I still need returns closer to be high single digit, low double digits. And that's just not going to be the case in cash, sitting in cash anymore. And ultimately, we think you need some equity. But the dilemma, the great dilemma is that if you look at both the local market as well as the global markets have been on a tear. I mean, probably at the tail end of a really strong bull market. And so how investors navigate that uncertainty in markets, in equity markets, to generate those returns are going to be key. And I mean, maybe the point that I would like to raise in terms of how we construct the portfolio with an absolute return mindset, we can still find very exciting equity ideas with good upside that is defensive and that looks very different to the market. Because the one thing we're learning both locally and globally is that really the market is only being driven by very narrow sectors on the global scale, being all AI. And in the local market, it's really the golds and the plats that is doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Yeah, and gold and plats have done brilliant, but of course, they are absolutely cyclical. The conversation one day will change. I don't know when, but I do know it will change. And I take your point. My personal inflation is never like what Stats SA does. I mean, that's just the reality of it. You say that there is certainly quality. And I mean, I look at our local market, and let's remove the sort of the miners, the gold stocks, the platinum stocks. There is quality there. There is some good prices there. The challenge is that surely we need some GDP growth to start coming through to really unlock that opportunity.
I mean that is true. I mean, one does need the South African economic growth to sort of start to accelerate. I think the positive message I've got for investors that on our numbers, given the fact that some of those higher quality SA Inc. names have lagged so much, on our bottom-up forecast, we don't have to plug in very aggressive economic growth forecasts. And if you look at some of the multiples, I'll just mention a few names like First Rand, like Santam, like ShopRite, where we think the valuations are quite appealing. And our numbers, they're really gaining market share and it's stealing from the competitors rather than relying on strong economic growth. So definitely a stock picker's market where a lot of those, what I would refer to as the higher quality South African Inc. names have been sold indiscriminately to fund what has been the FOMO trade being golds and plats, with gold almost going vertical at this stage.
Actually, that's a great point. I hadn't thought of that. There has been some sell-off. And in some of the cases, in decent dividend yields. I mean, Santam, I think, is around 4%. First Rand, probably higher than that. There is some dividend. So you get the equity, but you also get that dividend, which ultimately is a little bit of cash flow as well.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's why we're saying in the context of a safe portfolio, having these higher quality companies where they're paying you a dividend high degree of conviction around the growth rates, mm-hmm. the narrow funnel of uncertainty, good management teams with conservative balance sheets. We think that ultimately that gives a more conservative investor a more dependable return outcome without having to play in the very risky parts of the market.
And the same applies for the US, to your point. I mean, the Mag 7, the AI, it's been a phenomenal trade. It is elevated levels. In those markets globally, there's going to be real good quality at some good prices. To your point, stock pickers, you got to go find them.
No, exactly. And I mean, we've got like a long list of high quality global equities that we get quite excited about. I mean, the likes of a Tencent, a Visa, ASML, Alphabet, Bookings, where the valuations are still reasonable and we get quite excited about the growth. I mean, if we think of some of our global equities, we're fairly confident that over 5 to 10 year view, they can still grow their earnings between 10 to 12% in dollars off this base. And given the fact that they're starting on reasonable valuations, we think that's quite an attractive return outlook.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of them are sort of allied AI, so you're not completely missing out. But we leave it there. Sven Cable, head of South Africa Quality at 91. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.